pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. A lamp to my feet, a light to my path, its words will guide my heart, that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag, and to the Savior of redeeming saints, one Savior, crucified, risen and coming again, with life and liberty to all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Get big back in the house for tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Prayer is Joseph Smith, Scotty Smith, Linda Johnson family, Zane Hudson, Carol Buck, Buddy Weaver, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Jordine Schrantz, Gladys Keating, Dallas Keating, Randy Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy Buck, Jeremy Jones and family, Frank and Luann family, Larry Burns and family, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Heather Lee Moles, Lewis, Kelly, Emily, Jan Ebel, Bill, Devin, Mark Thomas, Morgan Little, Rosa, Wanda Dellinger, Lucy Chapman, Clay, and Ernie Buff. Does anybody got anything they'd add or take away from the list?
Sorry, by the Lord, great to see you.
All right, you gonna start spelling.
S A L B as in boy, B as in Victor.
V.
Yeah.
B or V?
V.
V.
A D O R. Yes,
I got it. Salvador.
Yeah. It's my neighbor, the people from Mexico. He's very sick.
Okay.
And his wife is still doing this asking.
Okay.
Salvador.
Salvador.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you have Carol book on?
Yes.
Okay. I was trying to
read. Yeah, it's
I told you.
Yes, actually, after Zane.
Okay.
Anyone else?
They want to change it.
No, I didn't.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Monkey.
Sorry.
Listen.
Just going to say, I thank the Lord for saving me and letting me be here this evening. Y'all should never make my allergies and flare up, but so far I don't think I'm actually like sick, and I'm just praying it'll stay that way because I feel like I just got over being sick. But I know that's everybody. I do, as I said, Shady Grove this morning, I do still appreciate the beauty that the Lord has given us and the flowers on the trees and stuff, and, you know, getting to see His creation. It's worth it. You know, I wish that them flowers wasn't there just so I'd feel better, because it's worth it to see what He's done for us, even in just the creation. But continue to remember Lucy Chapman. She's still slow but sure progress, you know, getting to where she can eat a little more and a little more and a little more. They were saying this morning that they tried to put a thing in her mouth that would help her get suction, even with the cleft lip and the cleft palate, and Lucy wouldn't have nothing of it. That won't go work. So they're just going to have to do it the slower way. So Derek and Katie are still down there staying at the Ronald McDonald house. So just continue to pray for them, if you would. I think they're having a revival at Smart's Grove, not this week, but next week. It'll be Preacher Terrell Crump down there. Just remember that, if you would, also. And remember us, Friday, we're supposed to have the ultrasound where hopefully we'll see the sex of the baby. So just pray that everything will go well there, and that maybe we'll cooperate. And we'll get to see, because sometimes they don't cooperate. I do thank the Lord, because just the past few days, Christina's been pretty sure she's been feeling some baby movement, getting to the point where actually she can feel it. So I thank the Lord for that.
Amen.
And I thank the Lord for saving me, and I do thank you for all these blessings, and I thank you that it's helped me all this time, and I thank you for helping me come today to get to come to church. And it's like I told Julie, I'm like, when it's coming, and I said, there actually is an outside. And getting to come into, I know it's just a church building.
Yeah.
But I get to come.
Amen.
And be with everybody.
Amen. I'm going to tell you something. She looks a whole lot, she feels a whole lot better now than she did this morning.
Mm. Yes. Amen.
You want it?
I just want to thank the Lord for saving me too. And I appreciate he led me back tonight.
Amen.
And I want to thank him a lot for me personally being here tonight.
Yeah.
I know she's not been feeling well all these days and weeks, but he always say, be still and wait. I know he will provide things that we just don't know.
Amen.
And heal. Because see?
Yeah, amen.
I can move.
Amen.
Otherwise, he tell me to stay still, that he go heal. And even the doctor said that he's living a seizure. I trust in anything. I wait on him that he finish heal my own body.
Amen.
Thanking him for everything he done for me.
Still always a lap around the church, Rosa.
Just wait till we got a wee here, Andy. Anyone else? I do remember Christy now. She's going to be going Tuesday to get that echocardiogram, however you say it.
Yeah.
Get it done and then go back to the regular doctor Friday. Then the following Tuesday, she'll go see her heart doctor. So just pray for her.
Amen.
Amen.
Anyone else? Okay, I'll come and pray.
God, that you'd give the very words that are needful for us tonight, and that you'd prepare us to receive it. In
to Canaan land. I on my way, where they stole never die. My darkest night will turn to day, where they stole never die. Lord, save her well, no tears. King in sunlight, all of my journey over the mountains to the Bethlehem. Jesus has said, I'll never forsake thee. Promise to find that Mary can fail. Heavenly sunlight, heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul.
Cross and that cross be my. haven't done this one in a long time, so I doubt she's going to mess up singing it, but I might mess up playing it.
Stress.
all these big hands, and you make out the way yourself and prepare to think it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't do it.
It's just, it's the main point of the road there, right?
Yeah.
It's from those that walk real good, isn't it?
Oh boy. Joseph Smith, Scotty Smith, Lyndon Johnson family, Zane Hudson, Terrell Love, Buddy Weaver, Andrew Morgan, King Brown, Jolene Strontz, Gladys Keegan, Dallas Keegan, Randy Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy Buff, Jeremy Jones and family, Frankie Luann family, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Heatherly, Moles, Lewis, Kelly, Emily, Jan, Bill, Devin, Mark Thomas, Morgan Little, Rosa, Wanda Dellinger, Lucy Chapman, Clay, Ernie Buff, Salvador, is that how you say that?
Mm-hmm.
And then Teresa Buff. Remember all those folks, they need prayer. What was that, Teresa Smith? What did I say? Oh. It's because I got Buck down there. Well, we'll make it Smith. Then she begged one for so long.
Close,
well, Buck was her maiden name. All right. We're going to be in the book of 1 Peter tonight. Chapter 1, verse 18. 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 18. Raise your hand and pray for us.
Lord, we just thank you throughout this. Lord, being so good to us. Lord, we just thank you that you're God. Lord, you're a caring God and kind God, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you just want us to come to you and learn about you, Lord, and enjoy you. We just pray that on your word and fill the preacher, Lord, give him all you have for us and help us to receive it for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Amen. May be seated. The thought on my mind tonight is redeemed.
Hey.
Amen.
It's what we are. We're redeemed.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, verse 18 it says, for as much as ye know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversations received by tradition from your fathers. So we find here that we haven't been bought with silver or gold.
Amen.
What's that new kind of currency they're trying to throw on everybody that
Bitcoin.
Bitcoins and stuff like that. Folks, when we were purchased, we was purchased with something that was the more precious than gold.
Amen.
Silver, diamonds.
Yes, amen.
Rubies, emeralds.
Amen.
You know, these are just, you know, you think about it. All that stuff I made, that's rocks.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Some of them might be more precious than quartz or, you know, any more. I'm going to be honest with you. Gravel's right there with them. If you've bought a load lately. But, you know, I want us to see tonight that we have been purchased, redeemed.
Amen.
But with nothing that is earthly.
Right.
Amen.
You get that? Earthly.
Right.
Verse 19, it says, starting out with a book. But with the precious blood of Christ,
as
a lamb without blemish, without spot.
Amen. Amen.
Something more precious than gold.
Yep.
More precious than silver.
Amen. Amen.
More precious than diamonds.
Amen.
Or a nice crisp $100 bill.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Yep.
We are purchased by the precious blood of Christ.
Amen.
I'm glad tonight that I've been purchased.
Amen.
I've been bought.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
He's took care of it all through his blood. You know, you have these people like, well, I want nothing to do with that old bloody religion. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Without the blood, there ain't none.
Amen.
Without the blood, that's what you got is religion.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
There ain't no redeeming. Hey, take you a little trip over to Newton over Dale Earnhardt Chevrolet. Go in there and pick you out one of them new Corvettes and tell them that you're going to pay with paper. That you're gonna, you want one, but you're not wanting to pay with it, with money. Mm. You're not leaving out there with that new car with no money.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or somebody to back you with some money.
Yeah.
You ain't leaving. You're gonna leave in the same old clunker you come in with.
Yeah.
And the same thing is with salvation, being redeemed. You can have the biggest bank account that First Citizens can handle for you, and it still wouldn't be enough to redeem you from your sins.
Right. Amen.
Because money ain't what's important when it comes to redemption of a soul.
Amen.
It's that pure, precious, precious blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
I'm glad tonight, folks, I've been washed in that
Amen.
Blood.
Amen.
Like old Randy Longman always said, yep. I'm a black sheep washed in red blood made white snow.
Yep. Yeah. Amen.
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 Amen. Who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world. Ain't like that.
Yep.
It was going to come to his responsibility to do this before this world was ever made.
Yep.
Amen.
Before God spoke, before he stepped out on nothing and spoke it all into existence.
Yep.
It was already planned.
Amen.
That there was going to be a redeemer. But was manifested in the last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God.
Amen.
Amen.
redeeming. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ died for us. He died for us.
Amen.
He gave his blood.
Yes.
He sprinkled his blood.
Yes.
But I'm going to tell you something. It ain't gonna do you a bit of good. That blood is doing nobody any good unless they have the faith to believe that God raised him from the dead.
Amen.
And that through his blood that was shed on that old rugged cross, he made an atonement. He redeemed us.
Amen.
After all, you drive all the way over to Delaware and Hart Chevrolet and you got the however many hundreds of thousands of dollars it takes to buy one, and you lay the money down on the counter. You grab up the receipt, but then you go out there and get in the clunker, you come in and left the new Corvette sitting.
Mm-hmm.
You might have redeemed it, you might have bought it, but you ain't took purchase of it.
Yeah.
You got the bill of sale, but you ain't got the car. Because you walked off and left it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, sounds a little bit like that rich young ruler.
Yeah.
That, you know, walked up to Jesus and said, "What must I do to be saved?" And when he told him, he turned around and walked away.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Folks, we're redeemed. Amen. We're his.
Yes.
We need to be walking with him.
Amen. Yeah.
We need to be talking with him.
Amen.
We need to be living for him.
Amen.
Because he did redeem us. We are his. We belong to the King.
Amen.
Amen.
When he purchased us, when we asked him to buy us, to redeem us, to get us out of that sin debt, when we accepted him and asked him to forgive us, we became his.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
In essence, we are that Corvette. He purchased us with his blood.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to be honest with you. I know he's in here. If you have a brand new Corvette to drive, you're going to be showing it off. You're gonna be showing everybody, look here what I got. Do you think about something tonight, church? Glory to God. God's looking at them at us and he's like, look here what I got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Did you get that?
Yeah.
Amen.
Look at what I got.
Amen.
He or she is mine.
Yep.
They belong to me. I bought them. I redeemed them. They're mine.
Yeah.
Shaking his finger at the devil saying there ain't nothing you can do about it.
Yeah. Amen.
And you buy that new Corvette with cash, there ain't going to be nobody there trying to foreclose on it or, you know, hook a tow truck up to it and take it away because the payment was made. I'm going to tell you something tonight, church. Glory to God. The payment has been made on you.
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
I have been paid for.
Yeah, amen.
There ain't no lien against me.
Right, amen.
The devil cannot come to God and say, look, you missed the payment. I have been fully redeemed.
Amen.
World can't do nothing about it.
Nope.
The devil can't do nothing about it. The government can't do nothing about it.
Amen.
Nobody can do nothing about it. I have been paid in full.
Amen.
Amen. There ain't no line on the bottom of the contract that says second lien holder. You know, you buy a house sometimes, and it's probably more so now than it was in the past, where you got two or three lien holders.
Yep.
There ain't but one. God paid for me I'm redeemed. I belong to Him.
Amen.
And it's all because I believed.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
All because I believed. You know how many people out there in the world tonight is missing out on this? Because they will not, they just simply will not believe.
Yeah.
Some of them actually just refuse to believe.
Yeah.
Some believe. Unbelief is because of ignorance. Some of it, people don't believe because they just will not.
Yeah.
Yep.
Amen.
Yeah.
All right, seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto, what is that? What is that word?
Obeyed. Yeah.
Set in. The
unfeigned.
Yeah. Unfeigned love, yeah, of the brother. See that ye love one another with a pure heart frequently.
Fervently. Yeah.
Okay. Like I said, some of these words, it's hard for me to know what they are. Like 23. Being born again.
Amen.
Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again.
Yep. Amen.
Glory to God, I'm glad I've been born again.
Amen.
But get with this. It's not that you're born again. It's how you've been born again.
Amen.
Look at this. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abide forever.
Amen. Amen.
Folks, I'm going to tell you something. If God's word provides forever, if it lives forever, then so do I.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
If God lives forever, so am I going to live forever.
Amen.
Yeah.
If Jesus is living forever, I'm living forever.
Yes.
If the Holy Spirit of God lives forever, I'm living forever.
Amen.
Because I have been redeemed by God,
yes,
by the Son, by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We have that promise of eternal life. For God so loved the world.
Amen.
That He gave His only begotten Son.
Yes.
That who should ever believe, shall believe in Him, shall live forever. I didn't get it exactly right, but pretty close.
Yeah.
But glory to God. You look at that. We're going to abide, we're going to live it and abide forever. God which liveth and abide forever. For all flesh is as grass, and the glory of man as a flower of grass. The grass withered, and the flower therefore falleth away. What's going to happen to this Bible?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yep.
You take them canna lilies, it's planted out front. Them canna lilies, they're now starting to spring up. They're starting to grow. In a few months, them things will be by, you know, covering the sun again. They'll be in that full gallon bloom.
Yeah.
But then when fall comes around, that that was green, the flowers is gone, it all turns brown when frost hits it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you something. It might die for a season.
Yeah.
Through winter, but come spring, things are going to come up again and they're going to
come.
Yeah.
Folks, yeah, there's going to come a day. We're going to lay this old body down.
Yeah.
But it's going to get up again.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
We're going to get up again.
Amen.
Somewhere along the line, I don't know exactly how all that works, but God knows, and that's what's important.
Yeah.
Amen.
But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you.
Amen.
Folks, we're redeemed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
We done died the only death that we're going to die on that day that you were saved.
Yeah.
The old man, he died away, the new man got up. The woman, however you want to look at it, mankind.
Yeah.
And sure, the body is going to lay down.
Yeah.
But it ain't nothing to fear. I'm going to tell you something. The only time that this body of dying should cause any fear in anyone is if you have not been redeemed.
Yeah, amen.
That's when death should be feared.
Yeah.
Is when you know that your old body is giving up the ghost. That it's fixing to lay down. The only time you should fear that is if you're not being redeemed.
Amen.
Yep.
Us that are redeemed, folks, death is, you know, I know I've said it a lot. You're probably sick and tired of hearing me say it, but that's all right. Death is nothing but moving from one place to another.
Yeah.
Walking through that threshold from this world to the next.
Yeah.
Amen.
Jesus had to die.
Yep.
Yeah.
To make the way.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad tonight that I have been redeemed.
Amen.
Amen.
Redeemed by someone who can actually pay the price.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, all these people, they are, oh, sold my soul to the devil. You cannot sell your soul to the devil.
Right.
The devil does not have the price that it takes to purchase a soul.
Right.
Now, you
right.
might give it to him.
Yeah.
You might let him have it. But he can't redeem it.
Right, amen.
He hasn't got the price because the price is the precious, precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That is the price that redeems a soul.
Amen.
And he ain't got that price.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He didn't go to no cross. He didn't die on no cross for you.
Amen.
And even if he did, it wouldn't work.
Right.
Because his blood is not spotless without blemish.
Amen.
Amen.
His blood is full of sin.
Amen.
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 Glad tonight I'm saved. What about
Amen.
You?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Anybody got anything on your heart? Okay, if not, see any prayer for us. Like to say too, that I'm glad that my wife had to come tonight.
Amen.
It's been so long, and I've seen that spot set over so empty for so long.
Yeah.
I'm glad that she got to feeling good enough to come tonight.
Amen.
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 Yes, thank you.
All right.
We'll see you Wednesday night.
To do. I've preached there several times. I mean, my brother has. He's at Beaumont, Delbrook, Beaumont, Bronson.
Yeah,
I know.
You may keep the go home. I see you.